Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Shir number 67. When you have something to say to someone that he will find emotionally difficult to listen to, and you have to say it, and you feel there's a chiv to say it, make certain that all the statements you say are relevant and concise. It's important not to add any unnecessary words or any irrelevant points, because that can be overwhelming or get sidetracked into an argument and could lead to more arguments and machlokes, and therefore know clearly what you want to get across to that person. And ask yourself as you're talking, is it really irrelevant? So here's an example of a statement that has a lot of irrelevant points. So listen carefully. Someone says to somebody, I don't like the way you're speaking to me. And you always speak to me like this to others. You say whatever you feel like saying just because you don't have the patience to think before you speak. Your lack of thinking first causes you to do a lot of brainless things. And I remember the five ridiculous things you've done in the past. And then you start listing them off. You see, here notice that the speaker is getting carried away, adding in extra points that are irrelevant. And you're not going to influence the listener to change their ways talking this way. If you need to speak this way, this is the way you do it. I need to tell you that I'm uncomfortable the way you're talking to me. When you use harsh language, I feel that you're punching me in the face. That's how I feel. And I'm asking you to please eliminate those words that when you talk to me that make it feel like it's an attack. Period. Period, period, period. If you have to say it that way. You brought your point across directly without going into a melodrama of an arichas. This is a skill, and it saves a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. If you go on a lengthy monologue and bring up tons of different issues, the listener will all get confused or additionally upset, not knowing what your main point is and overflooding the person, which I'm guilty of sometimes and have to do tshuva on, but that is what it is. You just stick to what the main point of something is, l'tayelas. Another thing of Aynes Devarim, it's brought down in many places, in the Chafetz Chaim, reminding of the past misdeeds of a person, the Bamatzia Daf. Nunches Amibes, if someone regrets the wrong that he has done, or she has done, it's forbidden to remind them of the past misdeeds. You used to be so selfish, it's good to see you become more generous. Now, it's very nice that you said it's good to see you become more generous, but you used to be selfish, that's Aynas Devarim. Or I'm sure you're spending a lot of Torah now, there was a period when no one could get you to study, Aynas Devarim. What did it taste like to eat shrimp and cheeseburger when you were younger, Aynas Devarim. Don't think that you're so great because you've been behaving at such an elevated level for the past year. I remember you way back when you did a lot of wrong things and you used to be a wilde chai, a wild animal. I know Astavarim. If you're very friendly with a person and you're building them up and say you remember and it's in goodwill, okay, that may not be I know Astavarim. But generally speaking, you have to be extremely sensitive. Now, if someone has done something wrong in the past and they regretted it, when you want to remind them to do what is right in the present, use positive wording. Focus on how, what he should do or she should do that's proper now. It's not necessary to dwell on the past. And most often, it's not even worthwhile mentioning it at all. So don't say the last time you went on that trip, you didn't write to your parents, and that wasn't good of you, and you enjoyed yourself, but you were cold or callous about the feelings of others, and you were very thoughtless. No, you don't say that. Instead, you do it in a positive framework. Please remember to write home to your parents at regular intervals. Your letters mean so much to them. Think of the great joy and simcha they will have when they receive your letters. Nachas ruach, kibbut of aim, that which brings you arichas yam v'shanim, and that'll make it easier for you to write, because they will feel some agmas nefesh if they fail to hear from you and they really want to hear from you, and try to mark on the calendar that you should speak to them. So this is a nice, positive way of influencing someone that's taking a long trip to write to their parents without bashing them. Another thing is to repeat an insult. Every time you repeat an insult to someone, they feel pain. And even if he heard the insult many, many times, It's still for, and so you could say, I'm immune to it. The person's immune to it, heard it so many times. It's still usa to repeat it again. It makes no difference whether the insult originated from you or the insult originated from someone else. Don't remind the person about a past insult. These memories are painful. Don't unnecessarily repeat any information to someone. That's painful, even though he knows it already. But bringing it back up into the consciousness is causing him pain. There are some slight insults that a person might easily be able to ignore if they heard it only once. But if you constantly needle a person, chepper a person, disturb the composure of people that usually are calm, the repetition is a violation of a Nos Dvarim. Another thing is repetition, even if it's not mamash Nos Dvarim, but they're annoying, right? Sometimes a person won't mind if you say something once or twice, but when you say it over 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, they'll get very annoyed or distressed by you repeating yourself. So a lot of people repeat themselves needlessly. They don't even realize it. It's a certain OCD-ness, a certain, like, you have something in your head, you already expressed it, but you feel you have to express it again and again and again. But whenever you sense and you hop that you're doing this, you have to stop right away. If something's troubling you greatly and you feel the need for a sympathetic ear, know that you will repeat yourself over and over again. So then what you do is again, Lashon Hara free, but you tell the person you want to speak to them and you say, I just need to let it out. And then if you're telling them that, I just need to vent, I needed to let it out, it's bothering me. So then if they repeat it multiple times, it's fine because their listener, the recipient is knowing this person is just letting out their pain and their frustration and I'm listening to it and they won't get annoyed. But you have to tell them that in advance. That's also the empathy of his having listening to something repetitive will make it easier for him. And that's what you need to do. So in other words, on normal circumstances, don't constantly repeat yourself when you're talking over things to let it out to another person. But if you are doing that, you should let them know in advance. Another important thing in life pertaining to Einos Dvarim, the Shayrish is respect. Ezo mechubed ha-mechabed ha-sabriyas. And who do you respect more? People who show respect to others or people who insult others, right? Ezo mechubed ha-mechabed ha-sabriyas. Perkei Aves, the beginning of Perek Dalet. The respected person is the one who respects others. Everyone wants the respect of their fellow man. By talking disrespectfully to others, you're showing disrespect towards yourself. There may be a few individuals who admire someone who makes a sharp comment, but that's not the respect you want. The respect is the respect of the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. That is ultimate respect. The respected person is one who respects others, respecting the dignity of other people. That's the cornerstone of the Isser of Einos Dvarim. The Shayrish of it is Kavod HaBriyos. I value you as a person, even though I may disagree with your opinion. I respect you for the good that you do, even though I may felt that you made an error. The respect coming from Tzelem Elikim, coming from that every person is in the image of Hashem. It's in the Maral, it's in the Sefer Derech Chaim and Perkei Avos. I don't remember exactly where it is, but believe that I'll try to find it. I hope I'm saying the words directly, but he says that Kavod HaBriyos, having honoring others, it could be on that Mishnah, in the Maral and Derech Chaim, which is on Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, but if it's not there, it's somewhere else, but it's in Derech Chaim. It says that Kavod HaBriyos, or to be mechabed people, to honor people, he etzem hachayim. That is the essence of life. That is an amazing, amazing statement. But based on what we're learning here, it is not amazing at all. It's self-explanatory. Respect comes from Tzelem Elikim. That is Etzem Chaim, essence of life. Why? By Yipach Bi'apav Nishmas Chaim. Hashem placed and breathed into the human being. Every person, including a guy, including a non-Jew, has that Tzelem Elikim. That's what it is. Vayipach bi'apav nishmas chayim. That is the respect that you have for every single individual, every single person. No one accepted, no exceptions. No exceptions. If you have a real, real evil that shows evil, terrorists, rapists, Nazis, they lost their telemelikim, different subject altogether. But most of us in humanity have a mixture of good and bad, mixture of struggles, flaws, whatever it is, but still have that spark within us that we could activate, that we could look into, that we could see, that we could help grow, that we could help nourish. And especially with Eden between each other, and you do this by respecting each other. That is why Ahavas Yisrael is so important. People think it's just an extra nice thing. It is the essence of life. It's the essence of the Chiyus. It's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants from us. He says something amazing, Rav Tzadik HaKohen. He says that every Jew is a ois, a letter of the Sefer Torah, or part of a letter of a Sefer Torah, with which if that part of the letter of the Sefer Torah would be missing, the whole Sefer Torah would be puzzle. Even though there's technically only 600,000 letters, Rav Tzadik explains that if in and that there's roots and we're all connected to it, so every soul is in the Sefer Torah, and any Jew that's wouldn't be there, the Sefer Torah would be puzzle. He says that the light of Torah is the light of the souls of Klal Yisrael. It's one and the same. So especially with a Jew as a higher level, there's a Tzelem Lakim of respect regardless. That is the essence of life. So again, to review, when you have to say something, make sure it's relevant and concise. Don't remind people of their past deeds. Don't repeat yourself all the time. Sometimes you repeat also a painful memory. It's Aynas Devarim. And repeating an insult is Aynas Devarim. Don't repeat things that are annoying. Let them know beforehand that you're venting if you need to do so. And respect every human being. That is the Shirish of the Isser of Aynas Devarim. Bracha v'Hatzlacha.